我哋首先读中文一片，跟住读英文一次 ，OK？ 啊，一、二、三，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马太福音六章二十四节。In English, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other.Or you will devote it to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew 6:24. 跟住落嚟，我哋有读经嘅时间，请大家打开你嘅手上嘅圣经。如果你未有圣经嘅，可以举手，有人会传个圣经俾你。我哋读经嘅地方系马太福音六章五至十五节。Its scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6:5-15.我会读给大家听。Matthew chapter 6:5-15, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their rewards in full. But when you pray, go into your room.Close the door and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray.第九節，所以你們禱告時要這樣說：我們在天上的父，願人都尊你的名為聖，願你的國降臨，願你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我們日用的飲食，今日賜給我們，免我們的債，如同我們免了人的債。不要叫我們遇見試探，救我們脫離兇惡，因為國度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿门。 Verse 14, 十四节。 For if you forgive men and women when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men and their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. 以下落嚟有Pastor Loretta 同我哋讲正道，拨乱反正。Now is the worship time by Pastor Loretta.
想先同大家分享一下我第一次參加舞台演出嘅難忘經歷。
First of all, I would like to share with you my unforgettable experience of an unforgettable experience.
佢個麥得唔靚 ？Is okay？ 俾張相嚟睇下先。
Let me show you a picture.
黑白片的時代啊
，It's a black and white movie。
當時咧係一個高中嘅戲劇比賽，我嗰班咧就要演出一個劇叫做《小婦人》。
It was a drama competition in high school, and our class performed The Little Women。
好啦，你哋係咪揾緊邊個係我咧？嗰度
？Are you trying to look for which one is me？
唔使睇啦，你要睇後邊嗰啲佈景，嗰啲佈景係同我負責嘅。
Don't bother. I was responsible for the props in the scene.
咁咧就係呢個係佈景嘅 setting 咧，由設計到製作咧，全部我一手包辦，幾好玩嘅。
It was quite interesting because I was responsible from designing to producing these props.
咁咧，因為佈景咧係有前冇後嘅，你見嗰啲嘢咧，你見個火爐咧，我當時喺香港咧未見過火爐嘅，就話火爐。後邊嗰啲櫃咧就未見過咁嘅櫃嘅，我又做咗咁多櫃。嗰啲佈景咧全部都係有前冇後嘅。
And all these props, they only have the front, but nothing behind it. And I've never seen things like a fireplace, and I just draw these, and that's it. There's nothing really behind the drawing.
咁呢一切嘅嘢咧，我要做兩幕劇，係有五分鐘之內咧就要換好個景噶啦。咁如果一唔小心嘅話咧，就會搞到穿崩啦。
And there were two sceneries in a drama, and I have to change the scenery, the props within 5 minutes. And if I was being not careful, and I will end up goofing.
咁你睇唔睇到邊度穿崩咧？
Can you pick up the goof?
俾個 close up 你睇下。
Here's a close up.
OK, 嗱，係影咗相我先睇到嘅喎，嚇，當時演出大家都注意曬演員係唔會睇到嘅，喺相裏邊我就睇到啦。
Well, when they were acting, they can't really see it, but in the photo it shows.
OK, 今日嘅經文裏邊咧，其實都講到有一件穿崩嘅事，有一啲熱心做好事嘅人，俾耶穌一睇一眼就睇穿佢哋啦，係佢哋扮嘢，於是就即係穿崩啦。耶穌就叫佢為假冒為善。
In today's scripture, they also talk about some goofing. Some people were trying very hard to do good, but Jesus saw through it as pretending, and is goofed up. But Jesus called it hypocrisy.
中文叫做偽君子，聖經咧就譯做假冒為善。原本係希臘文嚟嘅，意思係演員，中國人就叫做戲子啦。
The word hypocrite is actually Greek, and original meaning means stage actor. But in China, the word actor has a derogative undertone, and it literally means tricker.
西方戲劇嘅第一位演員咧係希臘人嚟嘅，大概就喺耶穌出世之前嘅500年左右咧，就係踏足舞台。
The first actor in the Western drama was an actor went on stage about 500 years before Christ was born.
當時咧唔使演技嘅噃，嗰當時咧係點樣嘅咧？係靠面具嚟到去表達感情同埋表達身份嘅。喺到耶穌嘅年代咧，都係仍然係咁嘅。
Back then, acting technique was not really required, but more like they expressed the feelings or show the identities by wearing masks.
今日經文完整的段落應該由第一節到十八節，耶穌三次提到不要學啲偽君子。耶穌用了施捨、禱告、禁食三個例子嚟到講明天國並不是偽君子的天堂。
Well, the complete scripture today was from verses 1 to 18, and Jesus mentions three times that do not be like those hypocrites, and he uses those examples as giving to the needy.Prayer and fasting to elaborate heaven is not for the hypocrites.
今日我哋只能够集中喺祷告呢个段落。既然耶稣识穿咗啲人系虚伪啦，咁佢有咩解救方法咧
？And today we can only focus on the section of prayer. And since Jesus saw through the hypocrisy, what is his solution?
耶稣点解咁紧张去叮嘱门徒，千祈唔好做伪君子咧？
Why is Jesus so emphasizing on telling the disciples not to be hypocrites?
喺戲劇創作裏面咧，有一個好有力嘅戲劇效果，叫做潛台詞。
There is a powerful drama effect in drama creation, and it's called subtext.
即係咧，面一浸，底一浸，説話咧就有言外之音。目的咧就係想聽嘅人咧聽到一啲暗示，或者向聽嘅人咧施加啲壓力，使到喺對方嘅心裏邊最終產生一啲我想要嘅效果。
It means what was said and it actually meant might not be the same, and the purpose is to suggest or put pressure on the listener in order to maximize the result, the speaker wanted.
喺聖經裏邊第一次嘅潛台詞喺邊度出現咧？在这里伊甸园，蛇对女人讲： 你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道是恶。
The first subtext found in the Bible happened in the Garden of Eden. The serpent said to Eve, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
好啦，咁呢句说话嘅潜台词系乜嘢咧？潜台词系话我都系为你好先至话你知嘅咋，实情咧上帝系呃你嘅。因为他怕你们呢会跟他平起平坐、啊。
Well, what was the subtext here? Well, actually what it meant is, I am doing you a favor by telling you this, that God actually lied to you, and because he's afraid that you will be just as wise as he is.
结果女人就收到这个暗示，就怀疑上帝，咁就跟住梗系食咗禁果啦。
And the result was Eve took the hint,and doubted God and ate the forbidden fruit.
阿蛇咧就扮晒好人，就诬告上帝系伪君子，其实佢自己先系伪君子。
Well, the serpent pretended he's Mr. Good, but and he accused God as the hypocrite. In actual fact, he was a hypocrite himself.
事实证明，人食咗禁果之后真系会死噶噃，神冇呃人啦，而且。因为这样被冤屈了。
God did not lie to us. The fact is, they ate the forbidden fruit and they died. And God was being wrongfully accused.
但是上帝最难过的是人因此而有罪，从此与上帝分开。
But what really saddened God was, people committed the sin and they were separated with God from that point on.
你说了，上帝生不生气？他会不会因为这样而很痛恨伪君子和这些虚伪的行为呢？
So you think that God is really upset and he really hated this hypocrisy and hypocrites?
圣经讲得很清楚，上帝的作为是完全的，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
It was stated very clearly in Deuteronomy that his work is perfect, for all his ways are just.A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is He.
值得留意的是，诚实无伪经常同公义孖公仔咁样出现嘅。
Well, you have to pay attention that faithfulness and righteousness are always side by side like twins.
即系话有虚伪就冇公义，有虚伪就唔能够接近上帝。
And when there's hypocrisy, there's no righteous.And when there's hypocrisy, you cannot go near God.
好了，站在会堂和路口去祷告的关键是什么呢？是想人看见，潜台词就是等人赞我这么虔诚。
So what was the purpose of to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners? Well, the key point being to be seen by others. And the subtext is to let my faithfulness be recognized or praised.
动机这么不纯正，态度又这么虚伪，又怎能够真正向上帝祈祷呢？
How could you actually pray to God with such hypocritic attitude?
耶稣在这里的重点不是指责假冒为善的人，他甚至没有指名道姓讲明他们是谁。耶稣更关心的是怎样调整门徒的祈祷心态，不要随波逐流。
Well, what Jesus was really like not about criticizing these hypocrites, and he did not even point out who the person are. What Jesus cares more about is straightening the disciples' attitude, and don't be like others.
乜嘢系祈祷咧？
What is praying?
我哋直觉理解祈祷就系向上帝求一啲我想要嘅嘢啦，或者想藉住好恳切嘅祈祷改变一啲嘢啦。
And of course, we understand that praying is about asking God for something that we need, or through prayer, we can change something.
当然，我们最常常听到关于祈祷的定义就是向上帝崇拜、认罪、恳求和感恩，这些都是对的。
And we always heard that about definition of prayer is to address God with adoration, confession, supplication, and thanksgiving, and those are all correct.
不过我们不要忘记，耶稣和他的门徒都是犹太人，所以我们更加需要从犹太的文化背景去理解他们的祈祷，看看我们能够令这个经文更加深入我们的心里面。
And let's not forget that Jesus and his disciples are all Jewish, and we need to understand a bit more about the Jewish cultural background so that we understand the scripture a bit further.
祈祷这个字在希伯来文的意思是自我判断的意思。
The word prayer in Hebrew is to judge oneself.
换句话，犹太人的祈祷就不是向神索取所需了，乃是他是要自我评价，检讨一下自己究竟是否合乎上帝的标准呢？
That means the Jewish praying is not really about asking God for something, but rather a self-evaluation to check yourself is really aligned with God's standard.
祈祷的时候，一方面是自我定义，我自己是什么人呢？另一方面是建立一个境界，一个内心澄明的境界，即是清心。
During prayer, on one hand, it's about self-definition, and on the other hand, it's about establishing some level of personal inner clarity, which means pure in heart.
我们都听过有一个税吏的祈祷，他认罪的时候，耶稣赞赏他，就是这个道理了。
And we heard about how Jesus approved or praised the tax collector's confessional prayer, and that's the reason why.
如果我们祈祷的时候是在乎别人怎么看我，在乎周围人的赞赏的话，那我即是没有做到自我检讨了。
And if we pray and we focus on how others look at us and how they evaluate us, that means we are missing the self-evaluation.
犹太人每日早五晚三次会去会堂参加集体的祈祷会，一个公开的祈祷会，这个是有程序有格式，还要念诵了一些写好的祈祷文的祈祷会。
Jewish attend a corporate prayer time 3 times a day, and is about to recite some pre-chosen prayers systematically.
当然如果他们有需要的话，他们都会随时随地去祈祷的。
And of course, when the occasion calls for, they can pray randomly also.
我们要留意的，耶稣不是责难祈祷会的程序或者这些既定的祷文，耶稣反对的是将个人祈祷敬拜的时间当街当行去做 show。
Now what we need to understand is Jesus is not about to criticize these kind of chosen prayer or the system.But what Jesus objected to was making it a public display like a show, while one is supposed to be worshiping God in private.
在今天的经文1-18节里面有3次提到假冒为善，不过有10次提到天父和父的字眼，而其中6次就刚刚好落在今天我们要讲的祈祷的教导里面。
In the scripture, between verses 1 to 18,It mentioned the hypocrisy 3 times, but there are 10 times mentioning the Father, and there are 6 times that focus about the teaching of prayer.
当祈祷甚至其他信仰表达的方式变成是做给人看，祈祷沦落到甚至乎是在乎人的评价的时候，我们其实已经不记得了自己是天父的儿女，天父在我们心目中也都没有位置了。
When praying or other forms of expression of belief becomes a performance, and praying turns into something to be evaluated, that means we forgot that we are actually the children of our Father, and there's no place in our heart for our Father.
耶稣郑重地指出，要脱离虚伪，唯一的途径就是回到父子的关系当中，进入内屋的隐密处向父祷告。
Jesus pointed out very clearly that in order to escape hypocrisy, the only way to go is to return to the father and child relationship. And when you pray, you go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your father who is in secret.
进入内室去祈祷有什么特别呢？是不是去下街都要回家的房里面祈祷才行呢？
And what's so special about going into the inner room and pray? Does it mean that each time you pray, you have to just run home and go into your room?
猶太人的男人在他早禱會的時候，他會帶著一條披肩來對祈禱的。這個披肩白色是代表上帝的居所，藍色是代表聖靈。
During the morning prayer meeting, the Jewish men, when they attend this meeting, they will have to put on the prayer shawls, and the white color on these shawls means the dwelling place of the Lord, and the blue color means Holy Spirit.
當他們沉醉在祈禱的時候，他會將這條披肩由頭戴面蓋住，看不到外面，外面也看不到他，於是他全然進入與神同在當中。
And when they are deep in prayer, they are covered, the head and the face, with this shawl, so they could not be seen and they could not see outside. So they are totally submerged in the state of being with God.
这个就是耶稣所说的，进入内屋，关上门，在隐密处向父祷告。
This is what Jesus talked about. Enter the inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in a hidden place.
披肩是上帝指定这样做的，而在披肩之下的祈祷是提醒他们一件事，提醒他们要纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意。
The prayer shawl was something ordered by God and he actually designed it. And this is a reminder that so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes.
我们都读过大卫的祈祷诗篇32篇，大卫在祈祷里面这样说，他说，你是我的藏身之处， You are my hiding place， 你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的恶歌四面环绕我。
In Psalm 37 verses 7, David in his prayer says, You are my hiding place, You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
在这个祷告里面，大卫看到有平安，有拯救，那是因为他自己认罪在先。他在两节之前，他说，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶，我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
In this prayer, David receives peace because he admits his sins and...It says, I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
进入内室，进入去到天父的隐密处，我们还可不可以扮野呢？我们还有什么可以收埋匿埋的呢？
When you enter the inner room, when you enter the hidden place of where the Father is,What else can you hide?
我们的面具，我们的潜台词，可能很轻易地骗到人，但是天父他是知道我们的本相，任何虚伪蛊惑在天父面前都会是穿崩的。
Our mask or subtext may easily fool others, but our Father knew what we are really like. And any hypocrisy or tricks, it will become goof in front of our Father.
虚有其表是没用的，唯有诚实无伪，专一崇敬，去到神面前，这个才是一个正确的心态。
The only way to really pray to God is to worship with honesty and concentration with a pure heart.
藏身在天父的隐密处得到拯救，好过隐藏在面具底下鬼鬼祟祟不见得人。
Salvation in Father's secret hiding place is much better than hiding under the mask.
无论对神祷告或者是人与人之间的关系，上帝都要求我们诚实无伪，光明磊落，里外一致，将里面拿出来给人看都不怕的。
Whether you are praying to God or interacting with each other, God asks us to be honest, upfront, and not just inside, like inside and out.And whether people see through you or not, there's nothing to hide.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
今天我们不一定需要这个祈祷的披肩， 不過我們確實需要不斷不斷地去反省，我們究竟帶著多少誠實來到去天父面前呢？
Well, we don't need to pray a shawl today, but how honest are we when we come to God and pray? We need to keep questioning ourselves.
很多人會關心祈禱的時候講什麼好呢？特別是初信的弟兄姊妹。
A lot of us worry about what to say during prayer, especially those who are new believers.
耶穌告訴我們，第一，不要虛偽，第二，不要長氣。
Well, Jesus told us, first of all, don't be a hypocrite, and secondly, do not babble on.
外邦人的禱告睡睡不休，顯示他們認為神是不明白人間疾苦，所以經常要提醒他，提醒他，提醒他。
Well, the pagans, when they pray, they keep babbling on and on. It means that they thought God doesn't understand our pain.
耶穌強調的是天父早已經知道你們想要什麼了，麻煩不要疲勞轟炸。
And Jesus emphasized that Father knows what you need before you ask him, so stop babbling.
耶穌教導主禱文給我們的時候，不是為了想將另外一段經文叫我們去背，而是他想示範一個簡單、直接、真誠、不需要轉彎抹角的禱告。所以這個禱告正確來說，應該叫做門徒的禱告才對。
Well, Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer is not about another prayer for us to recite, but rather, he wants to demonstrate a simple, direct, honest, and upfront praying, and it should actually be called the disciples' prayer.
虛偽的人只是在意自己的名聲和地位，所以耶穌教導禱告是要以上帝的名聲、天父的名聲和角度行先。
The hypocrites usually focus so much on their own name and the position, so Jesus taught us that we should focus on the God's name and his kingdom first.
至於人自己的需要，只是提到三個方面，供應日用的飲食、罪債被赦免和不要遇見試探。
As for our personal needs, we only need to ask for three things, to give us our daily bread, to forgive us our debts, and lead us not into temptation.
有人可能會問，我祈禱的時候可不可以講多些其他我的需要呢？
Well, some might ask, when I pray, can I ask a little bit more about what I need?
當然可以啦，如果我們帶著誠實無偽、尊主為大的心來到父的面前，當然可以啦。
Of course, yes, as long as we are being honest with a pure heart and come to God in faith.
耶穌所講的關於人的三方面，去代表了人的身心靈的需要之外，還有特別的意思的。
What Jesus mentioned about these three needs, on top of about physical, mental, and spiritual needs, there are also a special meaning.
對於天父來說，這三個祈求是他義無反顧、很樂意成就的。
According to God, these three items he already promised that he will give to us.
人類這三個需要是因為當年是被騙之後，被虛偽的蛇騙了之後才搞出來的。從此人就是賺食艱難，從此就經歷罪債纏身，從此是不斷面對試探和有犯罪的危機。
These needs are the result of the serpent who lied to us, and since then we lived a very tough life, and we were wrapped up in sins and constantly facing temptation and the opportunity to sin.
天父除了恨惡這些虛偽之外，他還要藉著主禱文，他要撥亂反正，因為他準備要為人類打擊這一切虛偽的後遺症。
Well, God hates this hypocrisy, so he uses the Lord's Prayer to help us inside and out and to remove these byproducts of hypocrisy.
藉著主禱文的提醒，我們知道我們不可以隨波逐流，我們要由虛偽當中分別出來，成為聖潔。
Through the reminding of the Lord's Prayer, we know that we need to be set apart from hypocrisy.
我們生命裡面有很多甩甩漏漏，這些都是人類的罪，我們互相彼此的得罪。
There are a lot of goofs that happen in our life, and we offend each other, and we commit a lot of sins.
等于好似亚当夏娃犯罪之后，佢哋就互相推卸责任，我哋唔愿意去承担我哋当中一切嘅问题。
And just like Adam and Eve, when they committed the sin, they put the blame on each other, and they did not want to be responsible of their own action.
人类犯罪之后，我哋就喺虚伪嘅环境里边生活，喺虚伪嘅文化里面被熏陶。
And then, because of the sins, we live in an environment in a society of hypocrisy.
多少人能够去重罪独醒呢？多少人能够有足够嘅自制力，可以唔得罪人，可以唔冒犯人呢？
And how many of us can stay sober and say that we have enough self-control and won't offend or blame others?
我哋每个人都需要被饶恕。
We all need to be forgiven.
耶稣唔单止喺土文里面去教人要求天父赦免我哋债，如同我哋免了人嘅债。
Jesus not only said in the Lord's Prayer that forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
之后佢仲要解释多次饶恕嗰个互动嘅关系。
He also talked about the interaction of forgiveness.
喺第十四、十五节呢两节里边，其实系讲紧一个十字架。
In verses 14 and 15, he actually was talking about a cross.
饶恕是要打横我哋同我哋、我哋同其他人之间，同埋打动天父同我哋之间嘅饶恕同时进行。
The forgiving is about horizontally between us and others, and vertically is between us and God, and both has to happen at the same time.
而耶稣就喺呢个十字架当中帮助我哋去成就饶恕，并且和好。
And God and Jesus is right in the center of this cross to help us to accomplish this forgiving and unification with God.
所以祈祷亦都系一个搞清楚我哋同其他人嘅关系，搞清楚我哋同天父嘅关系，甚至乎搞清楚我哋同世界各样嘅关系嘅时间。
So prayer is also an act to let us understand more about us and others, and our relationship with God, and our relationship with this world.
天父邀请我哋拨乱反正，喺虚伪当中被释放，喺基督嘅十字架上面，我哋被拯救。
God invited us to be relieved from the sins, from salvation from the cross.
好多初信嘅弟兄姊妹好担心祈祷嘅时候，唔知道点讲好。又担心自己讲得唔流利，又担心自己口齿不清。喺演艺界呢个俗语叫做食螺丝。
Many new believers, when they pray, they worried very much about what to say, or stumbling in words, or said the wrong thing. And in performing arts, this is called tongue-tied.
有一个故事咁样流传。在非常傳統的猶太人當中，他們認為祈禱就一定要用希伯來文來祈禱的。
Well, there's a story like this. The very traditional Jewish men, and when they pray, they insist on using Hebrew.
有一個人，他就希伯來文很有限，他祈禱的時候就成日吃螺絲了。
And there's a Jewish that his Hebrew fluency is quite limited.So when he's praying, he's always like feeling tongue-tied.
咁咧，佢就索性不如咁啦，我就背希伯来文嘅22个字母，重复又重复啦。
So what he actually did was he kept reciting the 22 alphabets of Hebrew over and over again.
咁佢个拉比老师行过时候听到嘅时候，就即刻问啦：做咩啊？你喺度背字母咩事啊？你点解咁做咧
？And the rabbi heard it.And he just asked him, "What do you think you're doing?"
嗰個人咧就好氣定神閒咁樣講啦。佢話：以色列嘅聖者，佢完全知道我心裏邊所想嘅，所以我將呢啲字母俾曬佢，然之後咧佢就砌翻埋，就係我所講嘅嘢啦。
And he answered, "The Holy One, blessed is He, knows what is in my heart. I give him the letters, and he can put the words together."
如果今天我们祈祷的时候很腾鸡，窒口窒舌，恐怕词不达意，怕人取笑的话，耶稣会说，亲近天父的人是贵在反璞归真。
If we are nervous when we are praying, worry about not able to say the right things or saying something stupid to become a laughing stock, Jesus will tell you, it is through your pure heart and honesty to bring you close to our heavenly Father.
从事演艺的人最忌是穿崩，做演员的最怕是吃螺丝。
Well, those in the performing arts, they worry most about goofed up, and those who are actors, they worried about being tongue-tied.
因为这样就是浪费了我们辛苦经营的一切，浪费了我们练习的时间，也都很怕失去了完美和完整性。
Because that means it's the waste of our hard effort, and also it's about imperfection.
但是真正的完美和真正的完整性是在于诚实和简朴。
But the true perfection is about honesty and simplicity.
如果我们不打算去做演员，不打算扮嘢，不打算听人赞赏的话，我们就不怕吃螺丝了。
If we're not about to be actors and we don't care about whether we get praise or not,Then no need to worry about being tongue-tied.
希望我们的祈祷的态度是正确的，我们的说话不需要太介意，因为天父是知道的。我们一起祈祷。
Let's start praying.
主啊，求你帮助我们时时都是带着一片清心，同埋我们所有的诚实来到你的面前。
Dear God, please help us to always come to you with our pure heart and honesty.
帮助我们专一向你，我们不要看其他，我们别无他想。
Help us to focus on nothing but you.
让我们在你的 secret hiding place 里面，让我们在你的帐篷底下，有着永恒的祝福和平安。
Let us receive the perpetual blessings and peace in your secret hiding place.
我们感谢你天父，祈祷奉基督的名求。
And we thank you, God, and praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.